True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Plenty to go here as we get ready for the Browns and the Bengals Sunday, a game you can listen to right here on the Browns Radio Network, 92.3 The Fan, our good friends over at NCX as well. Tim May will join us at 1 o'clock. We'll talk a little Buckeye football with him, as we did with Antonio Pittman at 11:20. You can catch that on the Baskin and Phelps podcast if you want to, just or hit that Odyssey rewind where you can go back and listen to the last 72 hours. So we've got a lot of things going on. It's a very interesting Friday. We get into our regular Friday routine. That's what I love about college football. That's what I love about pro football. That's what I love about high school football, though we don't really talk much about it. But when we do, we get into the routine on Fridays, and you know that involves with a day that ends with, you know, quick predicts, but we also do two keys and a lock, and we get you excited for all of the NFL with a little bit of rapid fire. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Menigan.
Love this song, brother. Good music.
Oh, you know, you got to set the mood for such things.
Yes.
All right, let's begin with the watching of football, which is what's going to take place with the majority of us on Sunday. One of the big things that has happened is, of course, the NFL red zone, and everybody loves the red zone and being locked in to see every single touchdown over 7 hours and, you know, what, sitting there with your friends wondering if Scott Hansen is going to use the bathroom at any point and if you'll be able to tell. The big part of this, though, is what came out from an interview with the Pat McAfee show. Scott Hansen saying there will be commercials on the Red Zone channel, which, of course, makes all of us do this. Understandably so. So ESPN basically sent everybody out, of course, being a part of the NFL Network. Adam Schefter being the main one on Twitter saying, adding some clarity. The NFL Red Zone is 7 hours, 420 minutes. Over that time, viewers will be served 1 to 2 total minutes of ads in 15-second increments. This comes out to anywhere between 0.25% or 0.5% of the total time, considerably less than other sports entertainment programs. Guys, why does ESPN think it's their job to have to run out here and try to justify their way of making money? We know why they're doing this. Why are you hiding it from us?
Tell me, Dan.
What's the deal? So Red Zone, if it's just looking over, standalone NFL Plus Premium is $14.99 a month or $99 a year. And now the ESPN Plus can direct to consumer services $29.99 a month. Should you have to pay for commercials while you're watching something you're paying for? Well, we have done that for years.
I wouldn't think so, though.
I mean, we've done it for years. Cable, I mean, you paid for cable, right? And they ran commercials on every channel in there.
However, so you get a ton of channels. If you're paying a specific fee for a specific channel, wouldn't that take care of it? Probably not. Not in today's game. And it is a game.
I don't know. I do think at some point, Jeff, you're right, that the economics of all of this is going to blow up. I think the reason the NFL got popular was because they were able to put their product out there for everybody, along with gambling. So, you know, you've been able to watch it on free TV. I started thinking about this, too. Is our game 100% sold out on Sunday? I don't know. It used to be you had to worry about that. You know why? Because they wouldn't show the game if it wasn't.
That's true.
It wasn't that long. Well, maybe people, it was a long time.
Buying up tickets.
Yeah.
Like the team.
Yeah, at the end, they'd have to buy the last 1,000 or 2,000 tickets. Those days are long gone now.
Yeah, it's just one of those things when something that you paid for with no commercials now starts having commercials, there will always be blowback. Because someone's making money, and your price tag is not going down for said product. And that's my thing with it, is it's like, this sucks. Someone is making money off of this, and I'm having to pay just as much to now be inconvenienced for something I wasn't inconvenienced for. This sucks.
I got to be honest. I don't know that I've had a lot of time to watch Red Zone over the last couple of years. Are you a huge Red Zone guy?
It's great to watch here at work on game day on Sunday.
Oh, do you guys have it up on all the monitors? Yeah.
We have one on the Browns, and we have one on Red Zone.
So what's cool at the stadium, they've got that wall of TVs where they show every game.
Yeah, that's really cool.
But the problem is you're there to, like, I'm there
to
watch the Browns
game.
The game
on the field.
Yeah, it's that whole Ocean's 11 scene where, you know, they'd rather watch the building get blown up on TV rather than look outside the window and see the same thing. I really, unless there's a break in the Browns game, I really don't want to focus on other games. Sorry.
To each their own.
Yeah, I know.
To each their own. All right, gentlemen, moving along when it comes to rapid fire, did you guys see the Christian McCaffrey news that is out there about the calf injury once again getting in the way? Tom Pelissero saying, essentially, this is nothing to worry about. Jeff, if you are a fantasy football owner of Christian McCaffrey, are you now going, oh,
and,
no.
And I am, and I'm not.
You're not? Nope. Okay. Do tell, do tell.
Remember what I said about Myles Garrett earlier in the show? When everybody was fired up about his hip? Can't wait to see him pressure Joe Burrow. Get after Joe. Can't wait to see Christian McCaffrey back on the field getting the football and scoring touchdowns for Kyle Shanahan. They're going to take care of him. They're going to take care of Miles. That's what's going to happen. Now, when you have a leg injury and you're a running back, but it's football. I mean, that's the way it goes. That's the way this game is played. So can a guy go on the field and get hurt at any time? You bet he can. That's the risk they take by playing this sport for a living.
It's interesting. I think the big, not so much him, it's San Francisco to me that I kind of look at this, kind of say, this is interesting. Like, how did the Niners go from, you know, a 6-win team to a team that like 70% of the people think they're going to make the playoffs this year?
And they were the snake bite team last year.
Yeah. So I think, you know, having him back and making sure that he's able to play, I think is a big reason why people will think maybe they're going to 60% on this. So I like watching him play, so I'll leave it at that. Just want to see him play.
Broncos outside linebacker Nick Bonito signed a 4-year extension, $70 million in guaranteed, contractually ties him to Denver through the 2029 season, according to multiple reports. This isn't a Nick Bonito question more than it is a Denver Broncos question. They seem to be the trendy pick for a lot of people to win the NFC West. You're seeing that float all, or AFC West, I apologize. You see that floating all over the place. Andy, you buy the Broncos? You buy Bonix?
I don't know, man. They're so up and down. Aren't they the roller coaster of the NFL? Like, there are years you walk in, you're like, man, I think the Broncos are going to be pretty good. Ooh, look what they did with their quarterback. Did they bring in another quarterback? And then all of a sudden they let you down. I still have ick on me from the Broncos back in the 80s. So I can't ever root for them. I don't ever want them really ever to win. I get irritated when Buckeyes go to play for them. I never believe in the Broncos, especially since the Elway days passed us. I have trouble believing in them.
A little harsh, but that's okay.
Sure, it's just who I am.
No, you're allowed, you're
it's
allowed
in
to
my
feel
DNA.
That way.
That's the problem.
You're allowed to feel that
it's
way.
My Browns DNA.
I think they're on their way. Yesterday when we did our little playoff thing, Dan, I had them not making the playoffs. I think one or two good teams in the AFC won't make it this year, and I think the Broncos will be one of those teams.
Will not.
That's what I said.
Okay,
you know, who knows?
May I ask why?
I think there are other teams that are going to beat them out. It's just that simple. I just said I think there are going to be one or two good teams that will make the playoffs in the AFC. I think one of them will be Denver.
They're a great talking point because odds makers have them at 50% to make the playoffs. So you're either in or out on them. What do you think Bo Nix is going to look like this year?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think it's going to be good. I'm buying a lot of Broncos stock. Right. I don't think they'll win the West because I refuse to say any team will beat Patrick Mahomes until somebody beats Patrick Mahomes.
Good idea.
It's now hit the point where that I was at with the Patriots in the AFC East, where for years and years and years, it's like until somebody beats Tom Brady, it's the Patriots winning the East. And you can pretty much write that one in stone.
You want to hear percentages on them? There's 62% chance they make the playoffs, 29% chance they win the West, 8.3% they win the AFC, and 4.3% they win the Super Bowl. Do I really want to do this on the Browns? No, I don't want to do that.
No, you don't want to. You don't want to look at that. That'll just hurt your feelings and get you grumpy. That's the last thing we all need.
I'm going to do it anyway.
Boy.
There you go.
Sorry, guys. I hate to be that guy. But
it's real.
AI straight out says, no, the Browns will not make the playoffs. At least, you know, there isn't a whole lot of conversation going on there, right? You don't have to worry about percentages. You just come tell me the truth, and the truth is the Browns will not.
Why are you asking our robot overlords? Don't ask our robot overlords.
Okay, who should I ask?
Ask Dan Menigan.
There's no fandom in this. That's the reason why sometimes
I'll ask. You went to the robots?
I went to the robots, yeah.
You know why? Have you seen Terminator 2? Trust me, the fandom comes later. They become fans of themselves, and you're done. You're part of the resistance.
They don't even have percentage odds of making the playoffs.
Sudden. Sitting there trying to figure out
how to
send.
I'm going to go sit in the corner. See you later.
Send somebody back to go save John Connor. Stop Skynet.
Skynet, man. Look out.
Mm-hmm.
Look out. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So moving along, gentlemen, with the rest of this. The other team that seems to be getting a lot of buzz is the Chicago Bears. A lot of people like what you're seeing out of Ben Johnson, what they're seeing out of the offense and that stuff as well. Is that a team that you could possibly buy as being one of those teams that makes a leap this season, that Caleb Williams gets together because a guy like Ben Johnson is there to make him better?
I'm hesitant to say that because of the division they're in. You have some good teams in that division. Minnesota, Detroit, Green Bay. I think the Bears are clearly at the bottom of that division. That said, Caleb Williams, Roma Dunze, DeAndre Swift, they have some talent. I don't think it's enough in year number one of Ben Johnson to make them jump any of those previous three teams that I mentioned in the division. But I think they'll be on their way. I mean, Caleb Williams is a pretty good young quarterback. Might end up being better than Jaden Daniels. Jaden got all the rookie hype.
Do the Bears make, if there are four games on, do the Bears make you stop and make them want to watch? Maybe a little bit of Caleb Williams.
I want to see him.
Roma Dunze. Yeah, I'll give you some of those guys.
You know, since the Jim McMahon, William Perry, Walter Payton, Super Bowl shuffle team,
They're mad.
Aren't they one of the most boring teams
in
the NFL?
Yes, that's what I wanted to hear Jeff Phelps say.
Well,
yes,
they are.
They're mad. Maybe Case Keenum can get out there later if Caleb Williams can't do it. Who knows?
I mean, they've been wandering the quarterback desert forever. Yeah. That's the way this has gone.
It's along with the Browns. They're the two teams.
Mm-hmm. What would happen if we put a glass of water between the two franchises in the middle of the desert? Who would get the glass of water?
I mean, the Bears probably, because they may think they have one in Caleb. I am interested to see what Caleb Williams looks like this year.
Yeah, I hope he makes a move with Ben Johnson.
Yeah, just because the Bears haven't had an offensive-minded head coach that was actually like calling plays and where they were as an offensive coordinator since probably Mike Martz. I mean, Matt Nagy wasn't calling the plays in Kansas City. That was Andy Reid. So you could throw that one out the window. I am fascinated what the Bears are going to look like. I think they could be pretty good. And the defense is pretty good, though,
when you're in that division, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you've got three really good football teams in that division.
All right, how worried should I be on the Aaron Rodgers hand injury? Good gravy. The Jordan Love hand injury that he's wearing a glove on his hand and hasn't handed the ball off, according to Matt LaFleur, with that left hand.
I wouldn't be worried about it.
No, I'm not worried about it either.
I'm worried about it.
Why?
I don't like it when a team that prides itself on being able to run the ball, and that involves the quarterback handing the ball to the running back, and the quarterback isn't handing the ball to the running back. I don't like that. Seems important.
You know, I'm not going to jump to any conclusions about anything until we get through week one of the season.
Yeah, you've been pretty optimistic about this stuff.
I am not going to make any harsh conclusions until week four. I need to get through the first month, then let's start jumping to some conclusions.
All right.
If Malik Willis is playing quarterback, are they done? They lose? Quick? Out? Done?
No, because
he's pretty interesting, too.
Yeah, because they turn their offense into the triple option and like somehow make it work.
It
like
worked.
They end up like a service academy team, and they score points somehow.
All right, I'm buying what you're selling there on a lot of the stuff. That was NFL Rapid Fire. Nice job, Dan. We're going to probably get the two keys in a lock here in a few moments. Tim May is going to join us at 1 o'clock. Don't forget, coming up at 1:40. It's going to be an interesting day as far as Quick Predicts is concerned, because we may run into Kevin Stefanski at that same time. So, unfortunately, we'll take Kevin over. We'll do Quick Predicts. But I know you want to do Quick Predicts, so we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that that happens a little bit later at 1:40. It's all straight ahead. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.